I'm good, Rob. How are you?
We're doing just fine. How's the weather out there? We're on fire out here.
I heard. It's horrible out there. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
It's nice here in New York right now. It's supposed to be in the 90s this weekend, though, and you know that can be hot in the city, but at least we don't have the fires going on.
Yeah, it feels like a campfire every time you walk outside your bedroom door. You're just like, oof.
I'm sure.
Hey, how you doing? Well, tell us where to go this week. Where are we going? Where are you telling us where to go?
You know, I love telling you where to go. It's fun. this week I'm going to take you across the sea over to Ireland, but I want to take you to Cove, Ireland, which is spelled C-O-B-H, and it's pronounced Cove. It used to be Queenstown, and that's in County Cork in Southern Ireland. And it is just the cutest place ever. I was on a trip to Ireland. I went there twice, actually, recently, about a year ago, and just kind of drove through this place and fell in love with it and had to go back because it's just beautiful. It looks like a postcard. You know, they always say postcard pretty. This place is postcard pretty. There's a big cathedral right in the middle of town, and sloping down from that on hills are all these brightly colored homes and storefronts and things, and it's just so cute.
I love it.
It's an important little. Yeah, you would love the pictures. I have pictures on my blog, so I'll share that with everyone. But it's just it's an interesting town too because they have a rich maritime history, and the Titanic, which you know was 100 years ago this year that Titanic launched and had the ill-fated journey. This was its last port of call. So the very last people to leave land on Titanic boarded at Cove. So it has a lot of history, kind of sad history in a way, but it's just a really pretty town. And there's a guy there, Michael Martin, who knows everything there is to know about Titanic, and he leads these tours called Titanic Trails, and he'll walk you through the streets and tell you little stories about the town and show you where the people embarked. The White Star Line's office is still there where people boarded, and he'll tell you all of that, and it's just really kind of a cool experience. Plus, he's a lot of fun, so it's a good place to go.
That sounds really cool. Now, what do you think it would cost to get from Denver or New York to get there?
Well, from Denver, it's a little more than New York, of course, because you got a little further to go, but it depends on when you go. If you go in the high season, it's a little more, like in the summertime. If you go in October, just after the heavy tourist season, you can go for about $8.50, something like that, on Aer Lingus. But if you wait and go, like, in February, and I know that's winter time, but, you know, their winters aren't as cold as Colorado's or New York. So you can go for about $7.50. It's not too bad.
Nice.
Depending on how far you're going.
You're listening to KZKORadio.com, and this is Terry Marshall. She tells us where to go here on the Morning Express every Thursday at around this time, around our time. It's 7:45. Her time, what is it, 10:45? 9:45. Sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my time zones are all messed up. But that sounds lovely. What a great place and such great history. I love history. I love that type of history, especially when with the Titanic and things and it being that, what is it, 100th years of the Titanic?
100th year, yeah. It launched in April of, 1912, so we're 2012, yeah, 100 years. So, yeah, it's a really cool story. And I tell you, if you go there, though, there's a little pub you have to go. You know, if you go to Ireland, you got to do the pub.
Yeah.
There's a pub in the residential section called the Roaring Donkey, and I have no idea how it got its name. But it's great. Yeah, it's great. You go on a Tuesday night, I think it is, and they have, or maybe it's Wednesday, they have all the locals that they're doing their music, and they're just so much fun. All these old retired Navy guys and just all the local people. It's not really a tourist pub, so it's a lot of fun. So.
Well, Terry Marshall,
that
sounds great. I love that. The donkey. I'm just going to call it the donkey. Shrek and the donkey.
Good enough.
Hey, tell us how to keep in touch with you and what are you up to these days?
Well, you can keep in touch with me. I have a blog called Tripping with Terry, and it's www.trippingwithterry.com. You can find the stories each week when I talk to you. I'll have a story posted about the place. You can get more details about how to go there. My next trip is just down to Atlanta. I'm doing a weekend down there in Atlanta in August, and then I'll be doing several trips after that. But Atlanta's going to be kind of a spa girlfriend getaway weekend. So.
Ooh, fun.
Looking forward to that, yeah, and I'll tell you some good places in Atlanta when I'm heading down that way. So.
Maybe I'll show up and hang out with all you girls. Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds nice. Oh, wait, sorry. No, wait. Fantasies come true. Sorry, that's wrong. I shouldn't say that. All right. But yeah, so glad to have you on the program every week at this time slot. So I appreciate you telling us where to go. That sounds like an incredible place to go. Now, they can find this on your blog. What's the address of your blog?
It's www.trippingwithterry, T-R-I-P-P-I-N-G with Terry, trippingwithterry.com.
Now, in Colorado, tripping with Terry would totally mean totally something different out here. With all the medicinal stuff we have, that would not be, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
All righty. No, it's okay. It's a great blog name because you're not going to forget that. All right, Terry.
Exactly.
All right, Terry, thank you so much for being a part of the program, and we'll talk to you next week where you tell us where to go.
All right.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Rob.
You bet.
All
bye-bye. Right, she is the best. She tells us where to go, and Ireland is a great place to go. I'd love to go there. Oh, I just love to go back to Ireland and have us a little drink at the donkey. Yeah, that's true. It was one of the last stops of the dreaded Titanic tour. They did England and Ireland, and then they headed out, and they went the wrong way. Obviously, they went too straight. They should have gone left, not right, and they went right and hit the iceberg, and the rest is tragic history. Well, folks, just so happy that you're here with me on the program. This part of the